Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. Children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in a child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Hour number two. And yes, we're With the exception of Wednesdays and every other Friday, we're doing 2 hours now instead of three. And I apologize for missing yesterday, but I had some health concern issues that I needed to get checked out. So far, good report. And I praise God for that. And we're going to keep working at it and checking some things out. And I'm changing, and we're doing some things. I'm going to a physical therapist. We're breaking up things and working on my neck and my back in areas that we have never worked on since the accident. So a lot of toxins and things being released into the system. But anyway, I don't want to take much time with this. But at the end of the day, just know God is working. Keep Pastor Greg in your prayers. And it's all going to be good. Let me welcome my next guest to the program. Today is a day where we really need to have, you know, the Word of God says, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. And today is a day when it is really important that we have the knowledge to understand. And let me read this to you. This is a post that was up. It's from Truth Ignited. I'll give them the credit for this, but I found it and I thought, man, I'm putting this up on my page. It says, what Halloween teaches kids? It's okay to do evil things if it's at church. Witchcraft and idolatry can be fun. Popular culture is superior to God's law. If other Christians do it, it must be okay. You can rebrand evil and make it good. Fitting in is more important than holiness. Obeying God's word is not very important. And if it doesn't look evil, it must not be that bad. Ken, to you.
There's so much. You know, where do I start? Halloween's roots are with the Druids. It was celebrated as an autumn festival by the Druids in Ireland. The Druids were an order of priests who worshipped nature. Even the jack-o'-lantern was part of their celebration. The carved face symbolized a damned soul named Jack, believe it or not. Started out a turnip, but later in America, they used pumpkins. The candle was placed inside to scare away evil spirits. The roots of it are where it became at one point in time All Saints Day and then All Hallows Eve, where we get the name Halloween. And the whole thing about Halloween, Greg, is that it's based on compromise. Why is it that a couple decades ago it wasn't a big deal? Today it's bigger than Christmas. Now, let me ask our viewers and listeners, who would want to make Halloween more important than Christmas? Don't tell me corporations. That's only a piece of that. Who's driving the corporations? Who's driving the companies that provide the thousands and dollars that some families are spending on Halloween decorations outside their homes? Witches, spiders, webs, you know, everything that's evil, where what Christmas is looking at is the manger, the creche, the Lord Jesus Christ. Houston, I think we have a problem here. So with this kind of compromise and the fact that we have been desensitized, let me read a quote from, by the way, you can get this quote just by going to the webpage of the Satanic Temple, the number one satanic church in America. Here's what it says. Halloween is consistently described as evil, demonic, and satanic by those steeped in religious dogma. Costumes, candy, and facing fears are to be embraced. This is the church, the number one Satanist church. They want you to embrace costumes and candy, which, by the way, all candy on Halloween is cursed by groups of witches in every town and every city in the United States. It's cursed as it is used by people at Halloween. You know, it's not hard to discover that information, but very few people are actually taking that time. If the holiday, according to the Satanic Temple, is to celebrate indulgence and embrace the darkness and its aesthetic. Excuse me? The whole purpose of Halloween, of All Hallows Eve, is to celebrate hell, and it is done through the abuse, the satanic ritual abuse of human beings and animals. From the 20th to 29th of October every year, people who have been captured and used by Satanists and covens throughout the world, they're tortured to prep them for the 30th of October. And that's the sacrifice of, that's the night of sacrifice, you've heard this term coming up, of the living dead. That's what it's called, the night of the living dead. It's the night the people are killed, the night the coven members call in more demons, and all demons for special work, primarily against followers of Christ. It's the night they take blood. It's the night they do orgies. It's the night they...
Hang on a minute. Okay, speak again. Sorry. No, you're muted. I think that's on me. Pickle. No, okay. I'm gonna relaunch. Give me just a second. I don't believe this. Okay, why did you do that? Why did it freeze? It froze. Hang on, I'm going to start again. Come back in. I apologize. I'm trying to get rid of that glitch that keeps going. And so I tried something on the audio side of Zoom that it didn't like, or on the audio side of the computer that it didn't like. 1, 2, 3, and now it's jammed. Why is it jammed?